Right, Matt Welsh from the racing department at Racing Victoria is on Sports Wrap this afternoon. Welcome to you, Matt.
Good to be with you, Andrew.
Matt, just one thing before the main announcements today. I've just got the email, so the Apsley Cup meeting for Sunday has been switched away from Eden Hope to be run at Casterton now.
Yeah, it has. I think they, I'm not sure of the exact level of rainfall, but that had significant rainfall. So a decision been made to transfer to hopefully ensure that meeting gets away.
43 mil in the last 48 hours there. I'm just reading it off the email. So just be aware of that, participants. For Sunday, the Apsley Cup meeting is now taken away from Eden Hope to be run at, I've gone mentally blank here now, Casterton on Sunday. Matt Welsh, I just wanted to get a few minutes with you for many of our listeners around announcements today regarding prize money and the programming going forward for the new season from August 1. We can't get away from it, Matt. There will be a prize money decrease. Can you take our listeners and participants through that?
Yeah, I can, Andrew. So just getting straight into that decrease, it's a $2.5 million net reduction year on year. So prize money from 2022-23 will drop $2.5 million into 23-24. The headline figure is there's still $315 million of prize money and bonuses on offer in Victoria, and it's the second year that we'll be offering more than $300 million. So that includes an average per race figure. So this is the average prize money per race of $71,400, which is a nation-leading figure. That said, as has been widely publicised, there has been a need for some prize money adjustments heading into 2023-24 to the next racing season. And the lion's share of those reductions, or close to majority, have come off feature races. So a race like the All-Star Mile, we've reduced by $1 million. A few of the lead-up group, or the earlier season Group 1 races, the Memsie, the Maccabi Diva, the Moyer Stakes, the Underwood, and also the Turnbull will revert to the Group 1 minimum level of $750,000 of prize money, so $1 million back to $750,000. A few other feature races, such as the Moonee Valley Gold Cup and also the Bart Cummings, which will also drop $250,000. And we've had a wide range of consultation through this process, and certainly some of those stakeholders we consulted with said, look, top end, if we need to do anything, have a look at the top end. And so we've done that. Grassroots racing, your $27,000 races will remain as is. Public holidays will see a reduction. And the main reason behind that is when these public holidays fall on a midweek day, one, turnover is lower, and two, there's a range of options at the Saturday meetings either side for those horses to race for Saturday prize money. So they'll reduce to $65,000. The support races on those days, all the stakes races will remain at their current levels. Midweek races during the day drop from $55,000 to $50,000. That's excluding maidens. Maidens have not been touched at all through these adjustments. We recognise the importance of that first win for horses, so be it at the $55,000 level or the $37,500 level, maiden races will stay as is. Twilight races on Wednesdays will also remain the same, and that's recognising the premium both in terms of wagering in the twilight slot over the day slot, but also the impost on participants being there later in the day. And then the other slight tweak is $37,500 races that aren't maidens, so benchmark 58s and 64s, will drop to last year's levels at $35,000. There's still opportunities during the day to race for $40,000 prize money at benchmark 70 and above levels. And the night meetings, so those country premium meetings held at Cranbourne and Pakenham, will retain their more premium status at $40,000 again, owing to the increased turnover we experience in those evening time slots, and also the added impost on participants. So all of that, with the prize money increases we've made, and some of them come from, we're introducing a trial of a 10th race on Saturday. So there'll be an additional race at Metro meetings on Saturdays as a trial, and we'll take feedback on board from stakeholders and clubs check the wagering data matches up with what we're forecasting. But that will kick in from August 1. We already have five Saturdays across the year where there are 10 races run. They're Caulfield Guineas Day, Caulfield Cup Day, Cox Plate, Ballarat Cup, and also All-Star Mile. And just to note, the grand final day at Mornington will remain at its current level of 8. But that additional race, just for everyone's context, is forecast to bring in over $5 million of additional revenue just in one race. So that's an extra $5 million plus that we don't need to find in savings at RVs and or through further prize money adjustments. So we felt that trying to increase revenue where we can and within the bounds of what's possible on our biggest day, the day that represents 40% of our turnover, was a wise move to try and reduce the need to cut in other departments or other areas.
And Matt, you mentioned one word there, that's a trial. So is there a period that Racing Vic will allow these races to be run before you make a long-term decision?
Yeah, we'll run the trial for 12 months at this stage, but obviously we'll continue to get feedback throughout. And as I said, that'll be how the tracks are pulling up. Is the wagering data lining up with what we've forecast? What is the feedback from participants? We'll take all that on board. We'll assess it throughout the trial period and then again at the end of the trial period. And it's also worth noting we're still working through with the VRC around what that additional race might look like, if at all, during Cup Week, obviously noting that that it is a unique beast. But, you know, I think it's worth pointing out, Andrew, that prize money's obviously gone through a significant boom. Prize money in Victoria has increased over 80% since 2014-2015 season, so in the last 10 years. The net increase since 2021-22 is $25 million, so that's taking into account the slight reduction this year. And obviously the need to be more conservative this year comes from declining wagering. And we've seen wagering turnover fall 4% year-on-year throughout this financial year. We've seen wagering revenue that comes back to the industry fall 9%. And prize money is completely a function of revenue. So as the revenue goes up, so does prize money. And as revenue's gone down, RV is going to soften a lot of the downside through adjustments at our end, savings at our end, and also through our balance sheet through the Industry Sustainability Fund. But some of it will come from prize money to assist. But that's where we've landed. We've got our spring programs coming out as well on the back of that. So really looking forward to the spring carnival. And hopefully participants are understanding of where we've landed. And the key goal being now we just need to grow the sport. We need to get more eyeballs on the sport and get that wagering turning around, because that's what will drive future increases in prize money, which is what we all want to be doing.
I guess we all know what interest rates are doing, and there is tightening of the belt. So you can understand. I'm hearing that people are still wagering, but maybe not as much as what they were going back to pre-COVID.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think there's two key things. One is that COVID you mentioned. We've emerged from COVID, people going back to their normal lives. During a lot of COVID, there was sports were compromised to a degree, so our competition from other sports was reduced. So that's probably point one. And then point two, as you mentioned, it's certainly the cost of living, increasing interest rates, which everyone who owns a home is facing. They're challenges right across any business and any sector, and racing's certainly not immune to it. And your point about people still wagering is right, and that average bet size coming down. So there's no doubt there's economic factors at play, but there's probably also an emerging from COVID factor at play, and we are seeing wagering on sports gaining market share as well. So we often talk about other states being competitive in racing, but we need to be awake to the competition that is coming from sports. And sports at the moment, sports wagering is doing a very good job of attracting that key 18 to 34 year old demographic that racing nearly really needs to tap into as well to try and shore up the future. But yeah, it's a combination of probably emerging from COVID and also those economic factors.
Matt, thanks very much for your time. I urge participants to go to the Racing Victoria website and get more detail around them. There's a lot of detail there, but it takes you right through it. So I urge you to go to the Racing Victoria website. Thanks for your time tonight, Matt.
Not a problem. Thanks, Andrew.